Today is Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 358. I'm joined by Luke Jordan, Keith Kennedy, Justin O'Connor, and Matt Dodd, talking about online training and certification. Matt Dodd starts off talking about the benefits of having classes in person.
Having been involved in the training arena for many years, I know you can't tell, still look 23, but there we go, looking me. I've experienced massive experience with the classroom forum, as well as the online. And ideally, you know, I cut my teeth originally when I left uni, I cut my teeth in the classroom arena. I excelled because you can see the learners, you can gauge their understanding, and you know, very much part of the trainer's job isn't just to stand there thousands of PowerPoint slides. It's to gauge the learning of the people in the room. You know, how are they doing? Because ultimately, it's not about me as a trainer. It's about the guys in the room. Are they actually able to achieve the objectives when they walk out of here? But there's a logistical problem to it. People can't always make a training room, even to the day before. The client calls up and says, none of this stuff works anymore. Things have gone wrong. So you've got to head out there as an engineer. You've got to go out there and fix the job before you go to the training room to learn about more jobs and how you do that. We're seeing at Klaviyo a really big lift in online learning. My biggest problem with it as an educator, as a professional qualified educator, was the quality of the online learning pieces that are out there. Man saying every 3 seconds talking over a PowerPoint is not training. We develop animated e-learning videos for people. So anything from a piece about a product to a white paper to a full-on e-learning experience. That said, we can't tick the boxes of training purely on online learning, on e-learning, because it's a one-way thing. We're developing video, we're producing videos for people to watch, but then invariably they'll ask questions or they'll need to ask questions. And when it comes to quite technical product ability or skills, we get them going. We get people up to a certain level with e-learning. And then it's a case of, right, guys, we've got to get to the training room. We've got to get in a room. We've got to get together. And rather than that become a training session with, again, man talking over PowerPoint, it becomes a facilitated workshop whereby we gather all of the bits that we've learned over the e-learning videos and pull it together, and the trainer's or facilitator's job there is to facilitate the process of getting these people to prove to him or her that they actually do get what they need to learn. And they go away from that thinking, great, I set off on this journey of learning a new trade or learning a new skill, and now I can prove to not just my clients, but myself and everybody around me that I can actually do it to the standards that I'm supposed to do it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.